Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Continuing with our discussion from the other day on the use of psychotropic medications or sort of abused drugs for beneficial reasons, we're going to talk for a little bit today about marijuana. Not really about its uses, but because of some of the assumptions about its uses.
This is a fascinating, it's a fascinating article, but it's a fascinating topic.
Right.
Because it's, everybody's talking about marijuana, medicinal marijuana, and recreational marijuana. Right. We have more and more states who are approving it. I think something, almost half the states now approve it in some way for some purposes. It is now a multi-million dollar industry. There was a time a few years ago when individuals could enter the pot growing business. Today you need millions of dollars in order to enter it. And in fact, I've been told that in Florida, the large growing manufacturing and processing companies have already been built. Yeah. They're already established. Yeah. All they need is approval. Once they get approval, they can they're ready. They're up and running. Yeah. So you almost can't enter this market anymore, either as an investor, but and as we talk about this, as we as a country talk about legalizing marijuana, there is this notion that, oh, okay, it really is safe and it's okay. Because now it's being manufactured and it's being approved and physicians are prescribing it. So the attitude now is that it is, so we've gone from it's a very dangerous drug like cocaine and heroin, which it, which was extreme, to the notion that no, it's benign, it's holistic. It's a, I love when people come in and say, well, it's a plant, you know, so it's natural. It's like it's an herb. It's like spinach and lettuce and romaine, you know. No, marijuana is not a health food, okay? It's not, it wouldn't be put under those health, like it's a dark green vegetable or something.
Yeah, I love it.
That it's really good for you.
We know it's a plant. God made it, so it must be okay for us.
Yeah, unlike poppies.
Right.
Where'd they come from? But I've had individuals come to my office, and you ask them if they're doing any drugs, and they say no, and eventually you realize they're smoking weed, and I thought you weren't doing any. Well, that's not a drug.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a plant.
It's a plant.
It's not a drug.
You know,
yeah.
So, but anyway, as we move to acceptance and legalization, there is with that discussion and acceptance the assumption that marijuana is not dangerous and is safe.
Right. And I think that something that goes along with that is the issue of that assumption that, well, if it's being legalized, if it's being accepted, then it must be safe.
So,
people who make that leap are the same people who may make the argument that, well, it's safer for you than alcohol.
Right.
Well, alcohol's been legal and somewhat accepted for years, but no one argues the fact that alcohol can hurt you, alcohol can be abused, and alcohol can really do some damage to your body and really cause some impairment. So, you know, just because something is accepted or even something becomes legal doesn't mean that it's completely safe.
Yeah, you can still die from alcohol poisoning. I mean, it's let's think about this.
Right.
You know, these done to excess are dangerous substances,
absolutely,
including alcohol.
Right. And so, what this article that we linked in the show notes talks about today is the notion that just because there's not a lot of evidence to suggest that there are problems that marijuana can be problematic or can harm you in any way.
Right.
Just because there's not a lot of evidence to suggest that that's the case doesn't mean that it won't.
Right.
It basically means that we really haven't done a lot of studies. And that's something that we have
that I know that here on the podcast, anytime we've talked about medicinal marijuana or anything like that, we've emphasized the point that we really don't have a lot of studies with
this.
That's
right. Years ago, not many years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, frequently teenagers would come in and say, well, there's no proof that marijuana causes these problems. And we would always remind them that there isn't proof because we weren't allowed to study marijuana.
Right.
I mean, it is against the law. Mm-hmm. Until recently, it was against the law to possess it. It still is a federal offense to possess marijuana. If you live in Colorado or Washington or one of the other states where it's been legalized, or at least decriminalized, it's okay. But we haven't been able to do the research. Right. We especially can't do it in teenagers. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's even more difficult to do it in teenagers because we can't do a drug study with that kind of a drug on teenagers. Nobody would give permission. Right. No parent would give permission for their son or daughter to be in that kind of a study.
No institutional review board would approve.
Wouldn't we get approved?
Yeah.
No. As soon as you get to marijuana, it's an illegal drug. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the problem with this marijuana business right now. As you say, well, I don't see any studies to suggest that it's dangerous. You're absolutely right. You don't. And that's the problem. The problem is the studies don't exist. It's not that there's no harm here.
Right.
It's that the studies that would tell us that there's harm simply don't exist.
Right. And that's how we got the title of this podcast, that just because there's not evidence that it does harm doesn't mean that it does no
harm.
That
there's an absence of harm.
Right. So just be very mindful.
Be careful.
Of that. Don't assume, don't make assumptions that because we're moving in the direction of legalization or medicinal use, don't assume that moving in that direction means that it's safe. I mean, remember, what is the big thing going on right now? It's the opioid crisis, right? Opioids are legal. Opioids, with a prescription, of course. They've been used for years, but yet we know that they're killing people and that they're abused and that they can really do a lot of damage to your body if you're not doing it taking it the right way. So just because it's moving in that direction doesn't mean it's safe.
Right.
So,
right.
All right?
Yeah.
That's it then for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.